podcast from the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod's Office of National Mission. This is God's Mission Here.
My name is Reverend Mark Kiesling, and I serve the Office of National Mission as the Director of Youth Ministry. LCMS Youth Ministry is a part of the Office of National Mission and seeks to faithfully lead, serve, resource, and network youth and adults by working through LCMS districts and congregations with Christ and His gifts at the center of everything. We do this through a number of different resources and programming. In this episode, we're going to talk about the biggest event that we host, the LCMS Youth Gathering. LCMS Youth Gatherings are held every 3 years. We've been doing that since 1980. Gatherings have provided young people and their adult leaders the opportunity to learn more about Jesus Christ, the Christian faith, and their Lutheran identity. For over 40 years, the LCMS has demonstrated its care and affirmation of young people by providing the LCMS Youth Gathering through LCMS Youth Ministry staff and supported by Office of National Mission. Joining me to talk about the LCMS Youth Gathering is our staff. Can you introduce yourself, your experience with the Youth Gathering, and your role in LCMS Youth Ministry? Why don't you go first, Emily?
My name is Emily Myers, and I started my position as the Registration and Arrangement Specialist for the Youth Ministry in March of this year. I'm excited to help prepare for the 2025 gathering, and I was able to attend two gatherings as a youth participant. My first was in 2016 in New Orleans, and my second was in 2019 in Minneapolis, and both were great experiences with my friends and drew my interest to this job working with the youth ministry.
My name is Meredith Smith, and I serve as a communications specialist in the youth ministry office. And at the gathering, I have the pleasure of serving as the media director for the media team. I attended a gathering in 2010, and I served as a YAV in 2013, a planner in 2016, and I have been on staff since 2017.
My name is Juliana Schultz. I'm the program manager for resources and leadership. And among other things that I do for the gathering, I help support our adult leader support team. I had attended the gathering as a participant. I'm not telling you what year because that gives it away. But I have gone as an adult leader as well. I've gone as breakout speaker and have been on the staff since 2015.
And again, I'm Mark Kiesling, and I serve as Director of Youth Ministry for the 2025 gathering. We'll also be doing a lot of the program components, and I've served as the program director or program manager for the gathering for a number of them beforehand. I went to my first gathering, I will say the year, in 1992, as a young person with my congregation, and again, was one of those great experiences to understand the church. Served as a volunteer for a couple of them, and then served on staff for a number of them as well. It's been a real blessing in my life and great to see young people grow in their faith through the event and certainly the work that our LCMS congregations do day in, day out, loving on young kids and also showing them the gospel of Jesus Christ in many and various ways. So thankful for the work that takes place there. So throw it out to the group. You guys have all had various gathering experiences. If someone wasn't familiar with the gathering, how would you describe the gathering?
Big.
Yes, massive. The gathering draws about 20,000 people. That's not just high schoolers. That's a couple thousand volunteers, 200 planners. We all come together in our host city for 5 days of programming, mainly targeted towards high school teens. We spend that time in Bible study, in stadium events, in worship, in sessions, and serving the host city through servant events.
It's a full day. We have daytime programming that runs nearly all day. We'll give you a bit of a dinner break, and then we come back together for our mass events. And that's where we have a time where everybody's together in the same place, which is pretty amazing to see, for music and teaching. And then we do end our time together in worship, which is amazing to see as well. So, Mark, you mentioned we've been doing this for a while. We've hosted 15 LCMS youth gatherings over more than 40 years. Tell us a little more about the gatherings that listeners may have supported or attended in the past.
Absolutely. So started back in Fort Collins, Colorado at Colorado State University. From there, kind of moved into more being in cities. And so there we've had opportunities to be in cities such as San Antonio, Texas, Washington, D.C. in 86, Denver, Colorado, Atlanta, Georgia, Orlando, Florida. We were there twice, Minneapolis, Minnesota. And then last in 2022, we were in Meredith's hometown of Houston, Texas.
Yes.
Great opportunity to again celebrate how Christ and all things is our Redeemer and our Savior. And so thankful for that time that we had to get together coming out of COVID. But we are heading back to one of maybe the favorite gathering cities, one that we've been to the most. Meredith, where are we heading in 2025?
For the fifth time in gathering history, the next gathering will take place in New Orleans, Louisiana, July 19th through the 23rd, 2025.
Fantastic. And we are in the process right now preparing for that next youth gathering that will be taking place in 2025. Maybe Meredith, start us off. What's a little bit of what we've been doing already thus far? What's our theme? Where are we heading with that?
Our theme for the 2025 gathering is Endure, and we'll be focusing on the scriptures of Hebrews 12, 1 through 3. If you haven't already checked out the gathering website, we have a wonderful theological foundation that's really setting the tone for our resources, our gathering planning teams, and our programming throughout the gathering, written by Reverend Dr. Peter Nafsger at Concordia Seminary, St. Louis. And if you would like to read that paper, it is at lcmsgathering.com/about.
Fantastic. So we get asked a lot, like, why do we have gatherings like this? What's the purpose? Why we do it? You know, certainly there's obviously the one part, as we were talking about, maybe the size of it, that is a unique piece about the youth gathering. Young people and adults alike are able to see God's church that is larger than their congregation and how they aren't alone. So they are able to, again, see Christians come together, confess the same faith, often wrestle with the same issues from across the synod and even across our globe. But at the heart of it, the gathering is focused on the gospel of Jesus Christ, just as our congregational youth ministries are. Gathering program is designed to encourage youth to learn more about Jesus Christ, the Christian faith, and their Lutheran and identity, while connecting to the people and ministry of their local congregation.
It also gives us time and space to celebrate and give thanks for all that God does through his church and young people.
And there is certainly a lot of celebration and thanksgiving that we do at this event. I think it's important for us to point out that not only is this the biggest group of people gathered for in the LCMS, but it's also the biggest gathering of adults. We have about 4,000 adult leaders that come and bring these young people with their congregations. And so we take advantage of that opportunity to provide training, networking, and support for all of those adult leaders to help them in their faith walk, and then also to be able to support them as leaders in their congregation.
The gathering is also a great opportunity to encourage young people in their current vocations and their future vocations. I know that I was doubly blessed volunteering at the gathering. Not only did I learn about church work vocations, but I also learned about other ways that I can serve the church through communication, serving on the media team, and meeting so many LCMS adults that took care of me and mentored me along the way to work in church, even though it's not a traditional church work route. Still a great way to serve the church, and I've learned a lot over the last couple of years, and I'm still learning as an adult at all of the gatherings of how I can serve the church.
Yeah, we hear amazing stories of not only around church work vocations that maybe they get to learn from them or learn about them at the youth gathering, but then also how maybe through a servant event or through another speaker, young people got to understand how their life and their faith was going to be applied through a vocation and how that encouraged them. It's just awesome to see the Holy Spirit work through that process. And we talk about this, like, what is that unique thing about the gathering too, or what are we trying to do and guide through all that we do for the programming, the relationship building, the connection that we do. And for our planning, we worked with a guiding statement that reads, "The gathering strives to connect youth and adults to Jesus Christ and the church so that they can deeply understand their baptismal faith, develop a resilient identity in Christ to prepare for what's next and live out their unique vocations." And that brings in some of our seven practices language and our connection, but the things that we're trying to do through the LCMS Youth Gathering, through, again, all our amazing volunteers and planners and speakers who participate. So along that, we talk about, again, all that takes place during the event. And we spend a lot of time focused on the gathering as our staff and all the preparing, whether it's registration, whether it's arrangements, whether it's the resourcing, whether it's the 5 days of the event as well. But we like to say that the gathering is a lot more than the 5 days, not just our preparation, but the work of the congregation too. Why is that? Why do we kind of focus on that time of outside the 5 days too?
Well, we know the gathering has an impact, right? We saw it in our research. We know it anecdotally from talking to people. But the gathering is not a standalone model for youth ministry. It's not the only thing a youth ministry should do. It's just one part of an ongoing healthy youth ministry in a congregation. And so we can think of it more like a catalyst for our participants. In the same way, other learning opportunities or programs and events can be in that same kind of way. So you can see a lot of ways that things can be a catalyst for that healthy youth ministry. It helps them to develop a closer relationship with the peers, with the Christians that are around them in their group, helps give them a chance to connect to what we would call supportive adults, those adults who are going to care for them, show them warmth, challenge, and grace, build those relationships. And they're able to have that shared experience. They're able to learn together, to be able to learn more about one another, come back with an opportunity to engage in their faith lives together, right? To continue to worship together, to continue to care for one another after that.
Youth at the Gathering are also exposed to recognized service organizations or RSOs, service opportunities, speakers, church workers in our Concordia University system in a way that can impact their vocations in the future. They can also connect with things that we do in LCMS Youth Ministry that you're going to hear about in future podcasts like LCMS Servant Events, Youth Lead Training, and YouthESource.com.
So it's our prayer too through all that, that youth return home eager to share the love of Christ with others and through their unique vocations too, so that they understand how God is already working through them in the ways as students and athletes, as musicians and all those things, but also kind of gives them that encouragement to think ahead too, make those plans where maybe places God is calling them into service or working through them again in those many vocations that they may have, whether it's career, whether it's as future fathers and mothers, whatever it might be, that again, they start to understand how again, our mighty God works through them and loves them in many ways, and also brings them into a community of believers too, which is exciting. And that's something that goes with them no matter where they go into their future as well. So kind of throw it out. If someone is interested in attending the LCMS Youth Gathering, how can they get connected?
Firstly, youth and adults that are interested in the gathering are encouraged to learn more about the event by connecting with us on social media at LCMS Gathering across all social media platforms. We also encourage adult leaders and parents looking to learn more about the gathering to sign up for the gathering update email through the gathering website at lcmsgathering.com.
And there's going to be information there certainly about how congregations get registered. Certainly one thing that we do with the LCMS Youth Gathering, participants come as part of a congregational group. So that always kind of starts with one person at each congregation. It might be a pastor, DCE, roster church worker, or a lay person that's going to lead the group. That's called the primary adult leader. We always would encourage too that churches bring at least two adults to be a part of the process. And there, again, get to encourage their young people to get them connected to go and start doing that planning. All sorts of resources, as Juliana talked about on the website, for preparing to go. Again, just a little bit about how if you're thinking about bringing a congregational group, that's the process that what we go through. And we're here to help you every step of the way, but also great opportunities to serve along the way. Meredith, you served as a young adult volunteer. Maybe tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So even if you're not leading a group to the gathering, there's a number of ways that you can get involved or encourage people in your congregation to get involved. Young adults ages 19 to 25 are encouraged to serve as our young adult volunteer or a YAV. If you've been to the gathering, they also might be called Orange Nation. These volunteers serve in a variety of ways, including stadium events, sessions, Bible studies, servant events, and even behind the scenes. So we still have opportunities for those young adults ages, again, 19 to 25 to serve as a YAV. If you are a young adult or you know somebody that is, encourage them to apply to serve. The application for this volunteer opportunity is going to open from July 15th through December 31st, 2024.
For adults who maybe are older than 25 and are looking for opportunities to serve at the gathering, our ambassador application is closed. We did that already early in 2024, but there is another way. Emily, how else could people volunteer at the youth gathering?
So we also have an option for adults to serve on Team Flex, which is a flexible opportunity that allows adults to serve from a few hours a day or the entirety of the event. So adults can look for this application beginning early 2025.
Fantastic. So maybe I'll throw this out for a question. We talk about this a lot. So thankful for people who encourage us in our work and support the gathering. Maybe if someone is listening and isn't connected to youth ministry, how can they support the gathering?
There are lots of ways they can do that. I mean, I think the first and foremost would be pray for our staff, pray for the planners. We have an incredible group of planners that works on every single component in this gathering, from supporting all those volunteers to safety, to our mass events, to our programming, all of that, and all those volunteers that are going to come. And as they prepare and as we work together to work on the programming that will happen at the gathering.
And if you can't attend the gathering, we do live stream mass events and worship, so you can plan to host a watch party with your family, with your friends, with your congregation to watch mass events and worship each day of the gathering.
Still on the topic of praying, you can also pray for adult leaders as they lead their groups and also the youth participants.
You can learn more about the theme study with us as we look at Hebrews and learn about Endure by going to that website and reading that theological paper.
And we're so thankful, too, for the way the church lifts up the host city in prayer, too, New Orleans in this time, whether it's all the preparation now that they are making it for an event like ours with a lot of things going on. They host this little thing called the Super Bowl in 2025, too, so they got a lot of things on their plate. But that also that we're blessed to be in that city, that you pray for them, too, that they may be impacted by the gospel, for others be encouraged in their faith as our young people, again, witness in both word and deed to what Jesus has done for them. So maybe just to wrap up, throw this out to the group, maybe what are some of your favorite gathering memories from your experience?
Oh, there's so many. There's a lot. I really love serving as a reporter in 2016. Had the opportunity to meet Wren Collective behind stage, and they were so fun to talk to and hang out with. Another random story, when I first met my husband, our first conversation that we had when he found out my job was we asked each other, what color boom whacker did you have at the 2010 gathering?
That's great.
So we wanted to see if we sat in the same section.
Did you?
We did not.
You did not. So tell what was the boom whacker experience?
The boom whacker was a stadium-wide initiative that at the end of the gathering, we were taught a rhythm that we each had. So each section had their own boom whacker, which was a different musical note. Mm-hmm. And they taught us how to play that so we could all make this big, big song at the end. And it was really cool.
Yeah, it was a cool experience.
Someone just asked me if we could bring boom whackers back for 25.
I think meeting. That'd be so fun.
It was cool.
Yeah. I certainly would go back to my first experience as a youth, and I was very active in my youth ministry. I had plenty of friends who were Lutherans who were part of my youth group, but did not know what I was getting into until I showed up in this gigantic dome with so many other people who believed and were celebrating and were worshiping together. Still going to be something that's going to stick in my memory, even now as an adult. That happened, you know, X number of years ago, undisclosed number of years ago.
Yeah, a great memory for me is my first gathering in New Orleans. On the last day, we got floor seats, and we just got to see the fireworks show and just hang out with my friends there and, you know, praising God. And then also afterwards, we got to do a swamp tour, which was very cool to see. So, yeah.
That's definitely unique coming from Nebraska.
Yeah, definitely. You don't see alligators every day. Yeah.
I think one of mine, you know, I could again say a lot. Your every gathering is such an honor to be, say we're a part of the LCMS, and to be able to say that those are our young people that come into a gathering city. And for our staff that we work with that are not, you know, necessarily LCMS Lutheran, they may be Christians, they may not be. And for them to say, your youth, your young adults, your adults are amazing people. And we know that it's because of the Christ that we know and that we're reflecting Jesus' love for us. And that is just awesome to be able to see how the church impacts the city, individuals, again, both in word and deed by what they do. And I could tell so many stories of that. And it's just a great privilege to be able to do that and just awesome to see God at work through our young people.
I'll add one more, which is as a staff member, getting the opportunity to hear afterwards how many young people attend this event and then choose to be baptized.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who go back and are impacted in a way that draws them closer to God in that sacrament is a pretty amazing thing to be able to know. The gathering was a part of that story for them. Mm-hmm.
So just as we wrap up, we talk about how congregations can use the LCMS Youth Gathering as just one part of their ongoing youth ministry. Considerable time and energy go into planning and preparing young people to attend the LCMS Youth Gathering, and we are so thankful for the church workers, lay leaders, and volunteers that have taken the time, energy, and resources to invest in the lives of young people.
Thanks for joining us. If you liked what you heard, please leave us a review and don't forget to click the follow or subscribe button so that you don't miss out on upcoming episodes. God's Mission Here is a podcast that discusses Christ's gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation, and how He delivers those gifts where you live and serve.